seeking it till the day I die. Seeking it, yeah, till the day I die.
Picked up the block, hangs five, squashes into the touchdown. Cleveland with one, slams it shut on the line.
Remember when we were practicing against the Patriots last year? And I kept hearing about this guy, Cravon LeBlanc, tough. Bears jumped on it, though, when you didn't make the Patriots. Is that who you are? Is it a tough corner?
They call me Strap for a reason. So, I mean, I'm a real nitty-gritty type of player, physical, tough, very tenacious.
You didn't come from just some small suburban country town. This was tough area. Florida is significant. It's a significant reason you're in the NFL.
I actually left Palm Beach just to play football down where my mom is from, because my uncle actually challenged me and said, you know, you can't play down here with these boys because, you know, the talent in Palm Beach wasn't as great as it was in Belgrade. So I wanted to challenge myself and go over there and prove to him that I can do it and play with those guys.
Made you better?
Made me a whole lot better.
Did it turn you into a man?
Turned me into a dog.
In essence, it was almost minor leagues for the NFL.
Yeah.
And so you got to know these guys too at a different level. A lot of the backgrounds, tough backgrounds, family issues, crime, drugs, you name it. How'd you avoid it all?
Just seeing my brother go through it, seeing him go the route, football, talented player, could play basketball, baseball, football, you name it. He kind of showed me what I didn't want to do. And the route he took and how he was in and out of jail.
Let's talk about your dad, what he meant to you, how you looked at him. What were you, 15?
We wanted to take my mom to Universal Studios for her birthday. The whole ride going to Orlando, he just kept playing this song over and over. It's called Live in the Sky by T.I. And he had it on repeat the whole way, as if like he knew. He just slumped over on my mom while she was driving. And she was like, come on, Craig, stop playing. It was a real moment. It was real serious. And I was kind of startled in the back, helpless, not knowing what to do. I actually called the paramedics or whatever, and they was on the phone asking a bunch of questions, like, by the time the paramedics got there.
So, I mean, do you take him on the field on Sundays?
Absolutely.
That sparked a part of your foundation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us what that is.
My two spectrums are Save a Heart program and Second Chance program. Save a Heart program, I lost my dad to a massive heart attack. I kind of wanted to just do a foundation about him and dedicate it to my father. My other program is Second Chance, and I dedicated that to my brother because, you know, we're human. You know, we make mistakes.
You know, for a young player like yourself, still trying to make your mark, to embark on the foundation that you put together and these two very personal elements of the foundation is pretty impressive. Given your journey, there were hurdles galore. You cleared them all. You're here right now. You wear that uniform. What's it mean?
That last name, hold a lot of weight. Remind me of my father. Remind me what I've been through. Remind me of my brother. I actually earned the name Strap. All my life I've been strapping for it. Nothing's never been given to me. I had to earn everything I have. It's kind of a prize, like a reward when I look at it and put it on, so I don't take it for granted. So when I'm out there on the field, I make sure I make it do what it do.